शांति,
ओम यो शांति,
अंतरिक्षम शांति,
अंतरिक्षम शांति,
पृथ्वी शांति,
पृथ्वी शांति,
आप शांति,
आप शांति,
औषधय शांति,
औषधय शांति,
वनस्पतय शांति,
वनस्पतय शांति,
विश्वे देव शांति,
विश्वे देव शांति,
ब्रह्म शांति,
ब्रह्म शांति,
सर्वं शांति,
सर्वं शांति,
शांतिरेव शांति,
शांतिरेव शांति,
सामा शांति,
सामा शांति,
येदि
येदि
सामा शांतिरेदि,
सामा शांतिरेदि,
ओम शांति शांति शांति,
ओम शांति शांति शांति।
नमो नमः। वेलकम टू द न्यू सीरीज ऑफ आस्क मी अ क्वेश्चन एंड उपनिषद सीरीज। दिस शांति मंत्र इन उपनिषद कम्स बिफोर द स्टार्ट ऑफ एनी डिस्कशन। Shanti Mantra sets a aspiration. What is the aspiration before learning? Upanishadic rishis, they set out the, in Krishna Yajurveda, there are two Yajurvedas, Shukla and Krishna Yajurveda. I will touch upon that one coming weeks. In the Krishna Yajurveda, in Taittiriya Shaka, this mantra comes. It talks about aspiration. The teachers, rishis never thought about their own ashram or their own territory or their own students. They had a global vision. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. They were thinking big, for the whole universe was their land. Entire world was their land. They had a conviction. They are the stakeholders of the whole planet. So they have an obligation towards the whole planet. This talks about the Dyo Shanti, and it is Dyo means in the sky region. In the sky, Dyo Shanti, may in the sky, heavenly region. A heavenly region, whole sky, there may be a peace. Sky, from there lightning and other calamities should not come onto us. Many birds, they fly in the sky and they should be safe. May there be peace in the sky level. Antarikshyam Shanti, and Antariksha, Antara Iksha, the peace be in the sky as well as beyond, in the heavenly region. Heavenly region, may there be peace. Apashanti, may there be peace on Antariksham Shanti, Prithivi Shanti, may there be peace on this whole land. May there be no earthquakes, may there be no calamities on this earth. May there be peace. Prithivi Shanti, Apa Shanti, may the water, rivers, ocean, there may be no tsunami and high tides. May the water be at peace. May all the aquatic animals, depending on the water, they be at peace. Oshadaya Shanti, may all the herbs be oshadi. Oshadi means the grains. For example, banana plant, after it yields the banana, you cut off the plant because it's one off. After that, no farmer will keep the banana forever. So when the banana fruit comes, already their offspring also comes. After the paddy harvesting, they remove the plant, they prepare the soil for next sowing. Oshadaya means one-off crops. made the one of crops, the plants be at peace. May there be no pest and there should be abundance. Vanaspataya Shanti, Vanaspati, and in the Vana, Vana means the forest. May there be abundance of fruits, vegetables, and the other herbs. Shanti, Vishwe Deva Shanti, and may there be peace in the whole universe. Brahma Shanti, may the Supreme Lord be kind unto us. Be kind and gracious unto us. Sarvam Shanti, may all beings on this planet be at peace. Sama Shanti, and peace alone. May there be peace alone exist. Sama Shanti, it is Sarvam Shanti. Teacher is saying that in this ashram also, everyone should coexist in harmony. There should not be no animosity. Sarvam Shanti Reva Shanti. Shanti alone must prevail. Sama Shanti, and peace alone. And may there be peace. Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Shanti, the last time I mentioned, it is said, Shanti Shanti Shantihi. One is louder, second is milder, third one is upamshu, only you hear, indicating may there be peace everywhere, may there be peace around me, may there be peace within me. This the popular mantra, even this mantra was sung in United Nations by some people last year. We, the students of yoga, we also must learn to recite these ones. In yoga in daily life, they had an ashram in Richmond. One Western monk, he got so inspired and he wrote the whole mantra on the wall, big wall in Sanskrit. He wrote, he looked at the book and wrote the whole mantra on the big wall. Repeat again. Om Dyo Shanti.
Om Dyo Shanti.
Antariksham Shanti.
Antariksham Shanti.
Prithivi Shanti.
Prithivi Shanti.
Apas Shanti.
Apas Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vishwe Deva Shanti.
Vishwe Deva Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Shanti Reva Shanti.
Shanti Reva Shanti.
Sama Shanti Redi.
Sama Shanti Redi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti.
This also, that Oshadaya Shanti means many medicines we take resulting in many side effects. Many side effects, Oshadaya Shanti means the medicine which I am taking, there may be no side effects. Side effect, that is also is the extension of this Shanti mantra. We'll continue learning on this one. Now it is a Ask Me a Question series. Last month I was with many children in many schools and ashrams and interactions with adults. I prompt them to ask questions, the series of questions. Children had, they were a question bank. The publisher of my book also was there. And he thought these questions should be grasped and compiled into a book form so that many people will get answers. This, even that publisher, he was saying that the children's questions were so pointed, so pertinent, even adults cannot phrase the questions that way. As we are growing up, the inquisitiveness dies down and we ignore or take it for granted. Whereas children's mind, very inquisitive, they want to know why. They ask the question to the parents. Parents, they ask the child to look at in the Google. Go and find out in the computer. After 2-3 runs, when the Google cannot answer, so child also loses interest. Parents, so it is a learning for both parents and children. In Upanishad it comes, when Shvetaketu asked the question to his father Uddhalaka, Uddhalaka said, even I do not know. Come, let us together go to Janaka and learn. The father had a humility to admit he also did not know, but he was willing to learn. That type of inquisitiveness we also must have. If your children ask the question, if you do not know, don't say, ask somebody else. Why not you? You make an effort to find out and discuss with your child. Now, I will open the platform for discussion. You can ask the question on your... let the child ask. If the children cannot frame it, then adults can ask also. Anyone wants to start the question? Yeah, no taker.
I'll start first.
Yes, sir.
Opening box. So, Apo Ishta Mayo Bhava is the mantra that we usually chant during our Sandhya Vandana as part of Marjana Kriya or as part of the Sandhya Vandana. But what is the significance of that activity, sir?
The apa is the purifier. Papa. It's a papa. Apa means papa means sin. A means no sin. Water is regarded as it is origin from, for example, origin from the Lord's feet. This for the spoon, for you use this as a spoon, you use this, it is, this part is elevated. This looks like Adishesha's head. Narayana is reclining here and his feet here. The water you are taking, you are thinking, it is coming from Lord's feet. Lord is reclining here in Anantasana. His water, it's Ganga. Ganga is called as water has come from Lord's feet. Ganga, it's came out from the Lord's feet, and Lord Shiva, out of reverence, he held it on his head, and Brahma, in fact, he washed Lord's feet. So, water, whatever you are taking, apohishtamayobhavastana, may this water, which is coming from Lord's very feet, may that purify my body. Purify my body, my talk, my mind. That is why, that's water is given an importance. After eating, you wash your hands. When person dies, they put water, last water, a drop of water in person's mouth with the concept, this water, it is coming from directly from Lord's feet. And may that be, that Tirtha be your last Tirtha. You take that one with the Narayana Nama, you depart. Did I answer you?
Yeah,
Yeah, and And good question. And any more question? And while I was there, I remember few questions. The school, they are compiling together the questions. There may be around 50-60 questions, series of questions came about. They are sending me the list of questions children asked, and maybe I will use that one as a starting point to explore further. One of the questions was, we adults, we don't know what to think also. Even mind is so blank, we don't get the question also. Doesn't mean we have no question. We have lost the ability to think also. The children questions are like here. One was, how to manage expectation without compromising on personal goals. Even children, adults cannot ask this one. One child asked this question. Second one, another asked, I get nervous attending examinations. Third one, another girl asked, I get angry quickly. And fourth one, why yoga, why not other activities? And another one asked about Mahakumbha Mela. These are the growing mind, the sharp mind. They think very sharp. These are the questions came about. I will address one question, and if you have other questions, you can add to that one. That I get angry quickly, that's the question, and resonated by many children. And anger, why I get angry? Because of the expectation. Personal, more I become selfish in my life, angrier I am. More I do not become selfish, I won't become angry. More I become selfish, me and mine. I don't want anyone to touch my what I have. I do not want anyone to question what I have. Selfish. More I am becoming selfish, I get angry. More you become no selfish, reduce your selfishness, your anger subsides. So, me and mine, reduce that one. Instead of we and ours, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, whole world is my planet. When I so possess you of me and mine, I get angry very quickly. Answer I gave, the student was satisfied. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita elaborates on this one. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha kamat krodo abhijayate. He talks about dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. When you start thinking about something, again and again, I never thought of something, and all of a sudden I think of Tasmanian holiday. I never thought, again every day I'm looking at Google and seeing what are the attraction, what can be done, where to dine, where to shop. Every day and night I'm seeing that one. So I get attached. When you start earlier, no idea, then I get attached to my plane, my ticket. My ticket, dhyayato sangha, you get attached. Sanja sanjayate kamaha, you get so attached day and night, you are counting how many more sleeps to go. On the day of going, suppose your flight is cancelled. You are so angry. You made all the arrangements. Your holiday was approved and everything. your flight was cancelled, you are so angry and uncontrollably angry, you may go to the airport counter and throw some things at them. Where that came? Shri Krishna says the cancellation of the plane was not the cause of your anger. Cause of your anger, day and night I was thinking, I was so attached. I was so attached, every day so many flights get cancelled, I don't worry, I don't care. But since I was thinking again and again on that one, I get so angry. Shri Krishna says, through this mantra, it is, everything has a cause and effect. Cause and effect is there. Cause, many times uncontrollably it had happened. Effect, you can mitigate. You can mitigate the effect when you know to choose the right cause. One doctor, I was talking to him, oncologist in Bangalore. He was a professor in a famous college in Bangalore. He said over his career of 35 years, he would have seen more than 100,000 patients die in front of him. And in front of his own eyes, more than 15,000 patients have died. When he went for an interview, the interviewer asked this person why he wanted to join this job. It is very depressing. Depressing. They see the calamities all the time. All the time they see the calamities. This doctor, he was saying that many of his colleagues gone into depression. They can't handle this one. This doctor was talking to me. Bhagavad Gita gave him an answer. The cause and effect. Cause and effect. Why cancer comes? How you react? How you react? It is a cause for the next action. So he was contemplating. I should be mindful of how I react. Otherwise, the reaction will be a cause and effect. It will lead to another one, like a desire leading to attachment, attachment leading to anger. So, the cause and effect, I should be mindful of my response. Otherwise, that will be another cause for the next line of action. This response, even the school director, she was very happy that the children are hearing this type of response in their early part of their life. Many of us, even in our fag end of our life, we don't get to hear these ones. The life-changing nuggets. Now, over to you. Next question. I gave you one question. And your mind is ready to ask another question? Anyone? Sorry, I did not hear.
Christina or...
Yes, Christina.
Good evening, Guruji. I have a very good answer for the previous question, because with angriness, it seems to me a lot of people suffering nowadays. I had a question about our previous Bhagavad Gita class.
Yes, please.
When you explained divine wealth, and after the first session, that was a task to make a list of all these attributes.
Yes.
And to do self-reflection. I'm wondering, I was like stuck even with the first one about fearless, because when you start to think about at first you, what I was suffering to find the criteria to put from 1 to 10, from 0 to 10, because even with fear, there are like different types of fear. Like we talked about just recently about attachment to lose something like material or some relatives or lose our life. So there are like different types of fear. And another thing, like if you're sitting in the comfortable position and thinking about, oh, I don't fear anything, for example, my fear level is very small, but when you face the life situation, then you understand, okay, I'm not as fearless as I thought before. So I was wondering, what are criteria to do this task?
The criteria, anyone was commenting? Yeah. No, that criteria, fear of losing. Even if I have enough, everything in abundance, there is a fear of competition taking over. The even the multinationals, Nvidia, they were the leading chip makers. Now, Chinese company, they have gone full scale. Nvidia's shares have dropped by 17%. Nvidia, they thought they are the superpower, nobody can match them. Competition from nowhere has come, and they are so scared. In the corporate level, fear from the competitor. I had to be on the edge, otherwise somebody will take over. In corporate life, if you are you want to be seen as a very productive person, you don't want to be seen as a non-productive person in front of your boss, otherwise you lose the game. Employees are scared. When the time of review comes, when the time of annual general body meeting comes, employees are scared. And here corporates are scared. Children are scared of attending examination. And ultimate fear of giving up your body. Even if you are old, frail, you hardly walk around, you can't move, but you don't want to give up. We don't know what next. We are happy with my discomfort, however I'm bound to wheelchair, that is okay, but I don't know what next. I prefer this one, fear of letting go. Fear of letting go is haunting. The fear is abhaya. Abhaya, you can relate to fear of letting go. If let go, when you let go means you can't let go anything. You have to attach yourself for higher things. When you lose a dollar, if you have only $1, if you lose $1, you are so worried and scared. But on the other token, if you have become a multimillionaire, $1 doesn't worry you. The highest of the wealth, divine wealth, when you acquire, even the small trivial things you lose in your life no longer bothers you. What Bhagavad Gita Sri Krishna advises us, acquire something higher, lower things won't scare you anymore. Abhayam, bhaya, bhayakrit, bhayanashanaha. In Vishnu Sahasranama, Lord's name is bhayakrit. One gives the fear to us through attachment. We get attached to trivial things. And bhayanashanaha, by attaching ourselves to Him, the all-pervading, the divine, He destroys all our fear. We are not scared to give up our own lives, like soldiers in the war front. They are not worried about giving up their body because they are attached to the nation. I want to secure my nation for the nation's sake. I am prepared to do anything. I have to attach myself to the higher cause, then I won't, the fear will go. If I do not have ambition, higher, nobler ideals in my life, every day is a fear. Every day, it's a, on Saturday, Sunday, it's 35 degrees, Monday, 36 degrees, Tuesday, 38 degrees. I am so worried. What will I do? What will I do? I am so worried already. My mind is only on the transitory. I do not have a long-term vision. Long-term vision, the art of letting go is sadhana. Sadhana, like it's not a short-term game. Long-term vision. And in the scripture says, I am prepared to do the sadhana for countless lives. As long as I have my mind set on you. I don't care how long it takes. I am not measuring my sadhana by 1 month, 1 week. May my mind be set on you all the time. May countless lives to come. I don't care. I am prepared to do the sadhana. It's a good question, Christina, that I asked all the listeners to make their own the progress, you need not have to discuss with others. It is for self-reflection. Self-reflection. Earlier, maybe something was making me very scared. And now, I am more at ease. Today, one student, she came to the class and was talking about scared how I will manage my life. I told her, attend the class for a second day, attend for months, years, you will notice yourself, you are more confident to deal with your life. Okay, this the worry comes to us, scare comes to us from various angles, and the best is, that is why I just am preparing a brochure for March 10th yoga retreat. The theme aligned with this one, Christina, it is theme is meditate you must to meditate you must to nourish your life. That is the theme. To nourish your life and to get best out of your life, you have to meditate. On this theme, we are doing a yoga retreat. Now, is it okay, Christina?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you,
sir. Yes.
Next one is our Narendra Bhai from Bharat.
Yes, Narendra Bhai.
Namaste, Guruji.
Yes, sir.
I sort of concur with Christina, and since I've started listening to Bhagavad Gita in my workplace, I sort of, when there are at times when you don't know what's going to happen and you are into that fear mode, then I think what best helped me was the detachment, that it's not what you, there's nothing, not everything is under your control, and just leave it to the Lord and do the best possible to what you could do, is what I apply in my workplace. That helped me to some extent. I wouldn't say completely fearless, but definitely did help me thinking of the one concept what you mentioned, like you attach to detach sort of concept. You attach to Paramatma, and while you detach with your, the actual materialistic world, is that, I fixated on that in my head. But I have my son Ayansh, who has a question.
Ayansh, yes.
Namaste.
Yes, us.
What is the purpose of life?
Purpose of life to be happy for no reason. you have to be happy for no reason. Happy because of that one, I'm happy, not that one. Whatever is the situation, I have to be happy. How to do, then you have to go deep. The purpose of life, I'm happy for no reason. Yesterday I talked about Badram, Karne Bishruniyama Devaha Badram Pashye Makshabir Yajatraha. Your life should be a celebration. Always in joy, always in happy. You achieve that one, that is the purpose. Okay, you are still 7 years, 8 years. Now you have another 80 years, 90 years ahead of you. Think about that one. How can I be always happy? I should not be dependent on anybody, anything for happiness. Despite that, I should be happy. How? How? Is it possible? Ask that question to your dad, or we'll discuss next time. You think about your children. You are very brilliant. You can find out. You are happy not because your father gave you a toy or took you to the restaurant, but still, without that also you are happy. When you do that one, everyone will say, such a nice Ayanshu, such a nice boy, such a divine child. You see Krishna's photo, always in joy, playful mood, always happy. Everyone wants to hang up that photo in their house. Because always happy. That person is celebrated if that person is always happy. Okay, you also must aspire to become happy, so happy everyone must adore you. That is the purpose of life. Okay? Is it okay? Did I answer?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you, Nisha.
Namaste Guruji, I have a couple of questions, but first one I'll probably ask about Kumbh Mela. When we watched it from here, there was the media was actually portraying a lot of unrest situation and, you know, a lot of question and answers, you know, which was posed against, I guess, a few decisions that was taken about, you know, who should set the stalls for the Mela and so on and so forth. Not being there, but you probably have the closest of the experience. I'm not sure what the situation actually was, but how is all this unrest managed, and what was the you know, message that was passed on to the people that you know, eagerly waiting there, and also to the people that were trying to probably to protest and all of that. I'm not sure how those were, you know, managed. But the media sort of covers both in negative and positive aspects. But Kumbh Mela being so you know, sacred, what should that message be to the world? Where you know, and say shut the media down where it need not, and say spread negativity. And yeah, I'm not sure if I heard any. Heard the right answer from any gurus, you know, that were trying to convey. But was there anything like that happening at all, or was it just the media trying to capture to get more TRP? Yeah, not sure.
I went to Kumbh Mela in year 2000 also, and 2000 in Prayagraj, and the second time. It is a confluence of spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Spiritual energy always. People are there, discredit the faith what we follow. They want to get cheap popularity by talking about then, for example, somebody near the Kumbh Mela outside, he made a reel saying that I am a Dalit, I am not allowed to go in. It is all fake newses. In fact, he was not a Dalit, and police found out that he was from a Muslim community and aligned to Congress. They want to discredit India. Many negative people, they are paying money from factions across. They want to discredit this huge effort by the government today till midday, nearly 37 million people took bath today. This, in 37 million people in a small stretch of land, it is unimaginable, more than the population of Australia. And when we went on the 22nd, the we passed the river and we approached the Sangam from there. It was less crowded, but general public, they don't cross the bridge. They, from outside, they try to go to the river. They're so crowded. All you have to do is just stand. People will take you. People will take you to the bank. In the bank, there are sandbags are kept, one below one. If when so much of crowd, they are coming, you are right at the edge. If somebody pushes you, if you fall down, others also may fall on you, and that resulted in some casualty. But in the scheme of so far, they're expecting around 500 million people. In the scheme of 500 million people, the small incidences should not deter. And now they say, even after that incident, the things are as usual. And all deras, pindals are singing in unison. Everyone, wherever I went, they welcomed me. They requested me to, they are saying, if you do not have an accommodation, please stay here. Please come back for tomorrow's breakfast. Please come back for tomorrow, when I went in the afternoon, please come back for dinner. Everyone was welcoming. Nobody is, it's so friendly. Everyone is working in unison, and even government also, whoever wanted the place, they gave the free land. They did not charge. In 2000, then it had a different government was there. In 2000, when I went, we had to pay entry fees. Entry fees of, I don't remember, maybe 50 rupees or 100 rupees. 100 rupees, they were collecting entry fees from people attending. Now no entry fees. They were giving all pendals for free. They used to pendals, land free, pendal free, electricity free, water free. This much of arrangement government has done. And as I mentioned, in India has, according to the government record, 20 million sadhus are there. The sadhus from across India have thronged there. And our focus, it's a Kumbh Mela. It's a Saraswati comes out once in 12 years, Jupiter circle, and not to get carried away by negative propaganda, that is not true, that is, the seeker never will see that part. I did not come across that type of, but of course, when 500 million people are there, not that all people are coming for good intention, of course, some bad apples also will be there, but because of that few bad apples, you can't generalize the whole event. Yeah.
Thank you, Guruji. Yeah. Good to know.
What was the second one?
Second one is sort of related to your first question, related to anger, where, you know, it's me and mine which results in anger, or, you know, nobody should question, otherwise you, you know, it results in anger. But if you do not protect yourself, I mean, I'm just trying to understand, when you're trying to protect, say, for example, something that that you are tasked with, or that you are meant to be in presenting, or whatever that is, and there is vested interest in that, and there could be potential, you know, breaches and all that coming into the mix. How do I relate this whole of this whole thing that you mentioned about, you know, you be selfless when you do something, mm-hmm. and yet deliver what you are supposed to, so that, because it's your hard work and you have you know, gone above and beyond to say achieve something or do something, for, say, a common goal or whatever, but you know that there is there are certain aspects which you are aware of, which you need to be mindful of. So where how do I look at, you know, the me and mine versus, you know, being selfless in a situation like that?
No, anger is required. Anger is required. Cobra has to hiss. If it has become very docile, everyone will throw stone at it. You should be able to hiss. Even Shri Krishna in the battlefield, he pretended that he was very angry and took his Sudarshan Chakra, his the wheel. He took the wheel to express his anger. Not that he was angry. Anger that a girl, she was asking the anger for the selfish reason. She did not talk about Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, you must fight the battle without akrodha. To fight the battle, you need a zeal, rosha. You need to have that rosha. That not for my sake, my personal sake, for the general good. Yes, you are working for a corporate. If somebody steals your... Yes, you have to vent out your anger, but that anger, you are not done for your personal gain. It is for a general good of the organization. General good of the organization, then that is a... it is required, but anger, you have to make sure that it is not affecting your personal sleep and personal health. You keep that one in check, and Shri Krishna says, yes, you have to be angry, frustrated. If you are not angry, you can't rosha. Without that one, you can't fight the battle. You being from Kurg, the many army people, it gave a lot of army people to India. They need to have rosha. Rosha means the anger against intruders, but not for their selfish motive. They are angry that my country, for a general good, that is not, it is called as a sattvic anger. That is required. Tamasic anger, only selfish. My money, my bank balance, my car, so only me and my family. When I'm limiting myself, my world to narrowing down, you are prone to anger quickly. That is what that question was.
Yeah, thank you, Guruji. That was very helpful.
And Rita?
So this is also, this ignited from the previous question that you asked. So as a parent of teenagers, how do I balance the thin line between being strict and pampering them? Because if I go to either ways, it's not good. So how do I manage that? How do I balance it?
Strict after certain age, a teenager means... When Swamiji was saying that if the shoe size of you and your child becomes the same, then no more a child, they are your friend. Until then, you have to, up to the age of 5, it's a pampering, and after that strict, up to the teenage, you have to be, if you are too pampering, they will take you for granted. They start demanding. They think everything is given without working for it. The strict means you are showing that they have to work towards that one. They can't expect anything for granted. That is what the parenting means. Not that they keep on asking me, give me $50, give me $100, I have to go to a party. They can't say every day. They have to work for that one. They should know. Today I talked about in the class also, sometimes a strictness is an extension of your compassion. You're strict on your children to show you're very compassionate. It is their own good. Sometimes you have to be strict also, it is out of love. And if you're so compassionate, you are a trigger for ruining your child's life. And generally here Australia in schooling, they teach the discipline, they are in good hands, but it's and you send the children to the good school, good company, and they are well behaved, they are taught, but some aberrances will be there, and these are the you are strict to show, you tell your child you are strict because you love your child, and when you say that one, they will understand. Thank you. And who's the last question? Ashwini, last but one.
Namaste Guruji. Continuing with the Kumbh Mela, I wanted to know what is the significance of that Mauni Amavasya, which is portrayed very special. And because we are not able to go there, is there anything we can do from here to add to the benefit of, to get the benefit out of it?
I talked about this one in Bhagavad Gita class. This is called as Mauni Amavasya. It's five special dates are mentioned for Kumbh Mela. One was 14th of January, Makara Sankranti. Second one is Mauni Amavasya. Third one is the Vasant Panchami in next few days. And Purnami and Shivratri. These are the five. And after Mauni Amavasya, today is the peak. Today, Amavasya, the Jupiter has completed 12 complete years of one circulation. And Sun is directly looking at the Earth without any hindrance. And Moon is away. It's a moon. Moon is also at peak. Amavasya means sunrise and moonrise together. Moon is not obstructing. The energy is falling onto the earth directly. It's a moon represents the mind. Brihaspati, Jupiter represents the intellect. The intellect and mind, both are getting the high charge today. Mind and intellect are buddhi, mana and buddhi, getting high charge, and Sun is a direct contact. It is saying that it is representing the illumined personality. So on this day, Mauni means not to distract your thought by loose talks. Observe silence. It's a high energy. Today is a high energy area. Everywhere, and today you can hear also. It's minimize your talk, and if you are especially there, people wants to take dip on that special occasion, and the Saraswati also is coming out through the Kumbh Mela, but Saraswati is at peak today. They want to make use of this occasion, Mauni, on this day, silence and absorb the spiritual energy. Okay, and today on this special occasion, you are also listening. This is also a speciality of Mauni Amavasya. You are getting hearing these such a wonderful things on the special occasion. You are silent for this 1 hour, only you are listening. This is also part of Mauni Amavasya. You are absorbing. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. Any more questions?
Hi, Guruji. I had one question that kind of stemmed from the question that you were talking about earlier and explaining. You mentioned that if we don't have like a higher noble ambition, then you'll be affected by like your fears or like your stress. My question was just like, how do you define a higher noble ambition, because that looks so different to everybody, like, you know, depending on what your lifestyle is or what your priorities are, a noble ambition can look different and be different.
Now, higher means how long your aspiration may be to buy a iPhone 16. Yes, your ambition, aspiration, but how long this iPhone 16 will be in vogue until iPhone 17 comes. If my ambition is only short-timed, you should ask the higher aspiration, can this be my ultimate aspiration even when I am 80 years? Think about that one. Or if it is only after a few years, I won't be interested. So that may not be your higher aspiration. Aspiration is entertain something which will be of use to you even when you are old. That you can call it as a life ambition. What is my life's ambition? Even at the age of 80, I want to have that one. If you think only now you are a teenager, you want to have it up to 20 years, 25 years. After that, you think about that one. After, will it be of use at the age of 30? At the age of 40, will I have the same goal? If you think it will be still at the age of 80, that is a noble goal. Pursue that one. Yes, Sumana, you had a question?
No, I was asked because Devi Amma also was asking about, because about Kumbh Mela, what is the significance? I think Jen Ritchie hadn't heard about Kumbh Mela. My specific question was, there's Kumbh Mela every few years, but every time they say, this is the biggest Kumbh Mela, this is the biggest Kumbh Mela. So how do you, now they say this is the one in 144 years. How is this different to the other Kumbh Mela? Why, people are aspiring to take a dip in this Kumbh Mela rather than, say, the one in 2000?
The Prayagraj is among all the four places I mentioned, Haridwar, Nasik, Ujjain and Prayagraj. Other places are called as Kumbh Mela. This one is called as Maha Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela once in 12 years. In 2000, when I went, at that time also, they were saying that once in 144 years. And it's a marketing thing also, to market, to popularize, to get people's attention. They can say once in 144 years, 12 times 12 is 12 circle. 12, the Jupiter making 12 circles. 12 is a Dvadasha. 12 is a divine number. It's a Dvadasha Akshara is there. They are saying that it is going around the sun 12 times. But nevertheless, Maha Kumbh Mela, Prayagraj, as I mentioned, synchronizing Jupiter, sun and moon. And Saturn also is in the conducive place for our spiritual growth. It's once in 144 or once in 288 years. It is insignificant, but our focus is get the concept and concept right and take the spirit. Any more comments, questions? If you do not have any comments, questions, so we'll finish off with the Shanti Mantra. Om Dyo Shanti.
Om Dyo Shanti.
Antariksham Shanti.
Antariksham Shanti.
Prithvi Shanti.
Prithvi Shanti.
Apash Shanti.
Apash Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vishve Deva Shanti.
Vishve Deva Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Shantireva Shanti.
Shantireva
Sama Shanti Redi.
Sama Shanti Redi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.